Friends, this year should be a special schuster of Miharani Mirazi Shayichyu. The Mishnah, at the very beginning of Maseches Chala, says that Chamisha Dvarim Chayavim Bechala. There are five types of grain that are Chayavim Chala. And what are those five types of grain? So the Yerushalmi, so the Mishnah says, Chitim Basarim Bakutsim Ashibolashur Bashipom. The famous five types of grain. The Rash Mishans brings the Yerushalmi that says that had it written Vayabachochem Lechem Aretz, had it said that when you eat the lechem of the land, then what should you do? You should be Mafrish Chalom. Then I would have said Yachol, you called Rim Chayvim B'chala. I might have said everything was going to be Chayvim Chala. Tamad Lomra, Mi Lechem Velo Kol Lechem. And therefore it says, Mi Lechem Haaretz Velo Kol Lechem, not all types of bread. So maybe if it would have said Mi Lechem and not Kol Lechem, I would say only Chitim and Seorim. So therefore the Pasuk says, how do I know the other three? Tamad Lomra, Reishis Arisa Seichem. Riba HaKol. So the Pasuk says, Reishis Arisa Seichem. What does Reishis Arisa Seichem teach you? All types, the beginning of your dough, all types of dough, meaning all five types of grain, and not only Chitim and Seorim. So Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, not the one from Boston, but his cousin from Yerushalayim, asks, where do we know that these five Minim are called Lechem more than the other Minim? How do you know Dafka these five? That the Gemara is Marbe, these five. So in the Sefer Ritz Yitzchak, from Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin Shlita, he explains as follows. That the Yerushalmi says, Ein li ala chitim v'se'orim bilvad, I only know chitim and se'orim, so the Pnei Moshe explains, De osan hein mimine tevua, shenishtabcha behem Eretz Yisrael. That those are the types of grain with which Eretz Yisrael was praised. That since it says, in Milechem Haaretz, from the bread of the land, we darshan that the Chiyuv Chala is on those type of minim of the land, Shenishtapcha Bem Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael was praised for. And even in Parshas Ekev, it says, Eretz Chito Seora. And then afterwards it says, Lechem. So even though we are marbe from Reishis Arisa Sechem other minim, nevertheless the Chiyuv of Chala is Talui b'minim shenishtapcha b'meretz Yisrael. But not all five minim are considered minim shenishtapcha b'meretz Yisrael. The Levush in our Chaim Simen Reish Ches, Sif Aleph, writes, Kvar yadata she'atora shibcha seret Yisrael b'shiv aminim v'shnei aminim ha'rishonim she'em chita v'sarish b'm gamken mi'chamesh aminei dogam. So the Torah praised Eretz Yisrael with the seven species, and the first two, chita and seora, are also, they also have the five, they're also among the five minei dagan. The five minei dagan, the five types of grain, are chitim, sarim, kusim, shibel, shul, and shipon. El shekul, inkulim, bechitim, besara. They're all included. The other three are included in the first two, in chitim, saora, that it says in the pasuk. Why? Because kusmen is a min chita. Like the Gemara says, that kusmen, spelt, is a type of chita, and shibel, shul, and shipon are mine seorahem. Fikach kavu chazal achareim bracha achrona b'fnei atzmo bracha atzachas mein shalosh, and therefore it gets an alamichya. So there are five minim, and only two of them are in the minim shenishtapcha b'meretz Yisrael, chitim and seorim, and the other three are included in those two, because kusmin is the same species as chita, it's related to chita, and shibolashul and shipon are related to saora. So says the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. So therefore, says the Levush, Chazal Ritakin afterwards a special bracha achrona. So you see that all chamishas minei dagan are included in chitin and seorim, and they're considered minim shenishtabcha v'meretz Yisrael to make a bracha of bracha achas mein shalosh, and so too lenin chalat as milechem haaretz. So these five minim shenishtabcha v'meretz Yisrael are chayv and chala. Now the Levush there writes that the hey minei dagam yesh lam od ma'ala ki elam yechi adam, these five minim have another ma'ala, man lives on them, therefore kabu la'elu hey minim gam ken bracha b'fnei hatzman, therefore these five minim have their own bracha aleim yechi adam. Now it says ki lo alechem levad yechi adam, not on bread alone man lives, you see man lives on bread, so we can say that therefore the rabbis, therefore Rabbinan, we make a ribui in the Gemara that these five minim are chayav and chala. Why? Because on these five minim, man lives. Right? Because it says, lo alechem levado yichya, the man can't live on bread alone. But man lives on bread. So therefore, these minim get their own bracha, they get their own alamichya, and also you live on them, and that gives them a special chashivus, and that's why we had asked originally, how do you know these five minim are called lechem more than the other minim? It's very simple, because and these five minim you live, they're considered lechem because man lives on them. These five minim are chashiv that they get a bracha b'fnei atzma. They get their own mizonos or hamotzi, and even though they come from the ground, but you don't say hadama. And not only that, but you live from them, and therefore they're called lechem more than other minim. So we have to understand, according to the Man D'Amar, that we're memayit sh'ar minim, because it says mi lechem lo kol lechem, is this a yalfusa that lechem is only from the five minim? And it's a yalfusa, it's a limud, that lechem is only what's from the five minim? Or be'emes, all the other minim are also considered lechem. Just we learn from the pasuk, mi lechem kol lechem, that for chiyuv chala it's not enough to have lechem. We require lechem of these five species. Like we find by matzah and pesach, that we require lechem oni. So matzah shir is also called lechem, but it's gzeres hakosav of lechem oni, so it may be also linyan chiyuv chala. It's gzeres hakosav that lechem has to be from these five minim. And other minim, even though they're called lechem, they're not chayav and chala. So, with regard to birchas hamazon, we require dafka lechem, like we see in brachas memdalad, eretz asher lo b'miskenus tocha b'lechem uksiv v'achalta v'svata v'yirachta. So it says this is a land that not b'miskenus, with unfortunateness, you eat bread. And it says v'achalta v'svata v'yirachta. So you see the inyan of lechem, and then it says v'chal tzvot v'rachta. So you only make birchas hamazon on lechem. Now you only say birchas hamazon on the hey minei dagan, and even though in that pasuk it doesn't say mi lechem, it says lechem. So l'chor is muchach from this that from the pasuk mi lechem below kol lechem, we learn that the only lechem is the five minim, and this is the alfusa that the only lechem. Only lechem l'inyan challah is actually lechem, and therefore, when the Gemara learns that you make birchas hamazon on lechem, on bread, It's only going to be these five minim, because only these five minim are called bread. So you can learn the lechem, amr linyan birchas hamazon, to lechem that it says by challah. Or you can say no, that the MS, even shar minim are considered lechem. And just as far as chiyuv challah is concerned, it's not enough to have lechem. We require lechem that's made from the five minim. But in the pasuk, it says eretz chitu se'ora, and the pasuk of eretz shalavim iskenus tocha balechem is relating to that, like we see in brachas mem dalet. And from this pasuk, we learn that for birchas hamazon, it's not enough to have lechem. You need lechem shenishtabcha b'meretz Yisrael. And since we learn from the pasuk that it says by challah that all five minim are considered minim shenishtabcha b'meretz Yisrael, gam l'inyan birchas hamazon, mevarchan al kol him heminei dagon, you make a bracha on all five types of dagon. That doesn't mean that the other type of lechem is not called lechem. The other types of lechem are also called lechem. Just for chiyuv challah, it's not enough to have lechem. You need lechem made from the five minim. And for benching, you need lechem like the chita of the seora. Eretz asher lo b'meiskenus tocha bo lechem. You need that special type of lechem. So that's dafka limud by birchas hamazon. By birchas hamazon, it's not enough to have lechem. You need lechem that Eretz Yisrael was praised for. For benching and for challah. But maybe the other minim are also called lechem. Now it's important to note that there's another limud in the Gemara of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, that he learns the chiyuv of all chameshes haminim from the pasuk that describes a farmer who's planting his field in Yeshayahu Chav Ches. Bisam chita chita sora sora nisman b'chusemes kulasa, and the Gemara darshins bisam chita as chitim sora shibol shua. Why sora? She asura kashura. In other words, it's long like a line. Sora saorin nisman is shipon. How that's connected isn't clear. Kusemis is kusmin kulasa lechem atkan gvulot shel lechem. So it teaches you that these five types of dagon that are nirmas in this pasuk are included in lechem that's said in the Torah. So only these minim are going to be chayav in challah, because adkan gvulo shel lechem. So it's clear that this drasha holds that only that is called lechem. It could be that according to the other drasha, there are other types of lechem. Just these are the only five types of lechem that are going to be chayav in challah. These are the types in Ishtabcha v'meretz Yisrael. These are the types that there's birchas hamazon. But there are other types of lechem. Masha'enkein, according to this drasha, zegvulo shel lechem. These are the only types of lechem. All the other types of minim are not called lechem b'chlal. So, it's Hashem, we will continue our b'linader our shiurim in the Yerushalmi, and we should continue seeing the flows mitaros Hashem. Shalom. Thank you.